There are three types of hishtachava, of bowing down to an avodah zarah. The first type, which is forbidden, is called hishtachava kidarka. The hishtachava, bowing down, when this is the ordinary method of serving the avodah zarah. And the prohibition to bow down to an avodah zarah when it is kidarka is derived from the pasuk Echa Yavdu Hagoyim Ha'ela Es Eloheihem Ve'esekin Gam Ani. The Torah says that a person is forbidden to ask, how is it that people ordinarily serve this avodah zarah so that I can do it as well? So it's prohibited to bow down to an idol if the idol is ordinarily bowed down to. That's avodah kidarka. The second type of prohibition, the Gemara says, is called kidarka v'shalo kidarka. It's something which in a sense is kidarka and in a sense is shalo kidarka. And that is prohibited. We'll define it in a second. But the root of that prohibition is from the pasuk that says, lo sishtachav elohem, you shall not bow down to them. You don't need the pasuk to teach us hishtachava kidarka, because that's already derived from Echa Ya'avdu Hagayim Ha'ela Es Eloheihem. So it must be teaching us even kidarka vishalo kidarka. There's a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel about what this means, kidarka vishalo kidarka. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that it's referring to a case where ordinarily this avodah zarah is bowed down to simply by bending over at the waist. And this person bowed down and fully prostrated himself on the floor. You know, his head touched, you know, his forehead touched the ground. His arms touched the ground. His knees touched the ground. So it's not the ordinary way of bowing down to this avodah zarah. But at the same time, it is a type of bowing down. And it has some similarity to the way in which the avodah zarah is served. And it has some dissimilarity. Rashi would seem to indicate that all types of bowing down are considered avodah kidarka. It does not make a difference what type of prostration is ordinarily done to this avodah zarah. Once this avodah zarah is ordinarily bowed down to in one way, all different types of bowing down are prohibited from the pasuk of Echa Yavdu. We don't draw distinctions between types of bowing. For Rashi, kidarka v'shalo kidarka means, let's say that the ordinary way of serving this avodah zarah is doing something which is a kavod. Let's say the ordinary way of serving this avodah zarah is by hugging and kissing it, which is a kavod. It's a way of giving honor to the avodah zarah. So that if a person went and bowed down to this avodah zarah, that's kidarka v'shalo kidarka. It has an affinity to the ordinary method of service in that both of them are ways of giving honor to the avodah zarah. But it differs in that hugging and kissing are one type of action, and bowing down is an entirely distinct category of action. So for Rashi, this is what's meant by kidarka v'shalo kidarka, which is prohibited by the pasuk of lo sishtachave. Then there's a third category, which is called shalo kidarka, which is entirely shalo kidarka. It's entirely not the ordinary method of service. And this category is, for example, let's say that an avodah zarah is ordinarily served by bizayon. Let's say that you ordinarily serve the avodah zarah by shooting an arrow at it, and then the person went and bowed down to it. So in this case, the act of bowing down has no affinity whatsoever to the ordinary method of service. Not only is the category of action different in terms of the name, it's shooting versus bowing, but not only that, but an even broader category is different, namely that shooting an arrow is a bizayon, it's a way of shaming or embarrassing. That's the act of shooting somebody, or the act of shooting something is usually carries a negative connotation. It does not build positive relationships built on dignity, but rather it builds disrespectful relationships, as opposed to the act of bowing, which is a respectful act, an act of respect, an act of honor. It creates a totally different type of relationship. So that's shalo kidarka. And this also, Rashi says, is derived from the pasuk of lo sishtachaveh. There's a second additional pasuk of lo sishtachaveh lahem, which teaches us that hishtachava, shalo kidarka, is prohibited as well, even if the avodah zarah is ordinarily served by bizayon, hishtachava is still prohibited. So essentially, between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, there are four categories. There is kidarka, which is doing the precise actions, the precise choreographed actions with which this Avodah Zarah is served. And then there is Rabbeinu Hananel's category, which is doing an action which is has the same name, but which looks different. Then there's Rashi, the action which has a different name, but it still builds a respectful or dignified relationship. And then there's Rashi's Shelo Kedarka, which is an action which not only has a different name and a different appearance, but also which builds a different type of relationship under ordinary circumstances. Now, the Chidushi Haran brings down from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that Nisuch, pouring out libations, is one of the Avodos which are Yerchayev in even Shelo Kedarka. And the Gemara says that even if a person, even if an Avodah Zarah is ordinarily served by Nisuch of wine or Nisuch of blood, however, if a person were to urinate in front of this Avodah Zarah, that also constitutes a Nisuch. It also constitutes a libation, because essentially it all falls under the category of libations. So the Chidushi Haran advocates, based on this Gemara and Avodah Zarah, a very broad definition of what it means, of what a particular action or what a particular kedarka is by an Avodah Zarah. Based on this, the Chidushi Haran wants to say that the same way that we find that zavicha, that slaughtering an animal, or nisuch, pouring libations, are considered to be avodos of an Avodah Zarah, whether it's the ordinary way to serve the Avodah Zarah or not, the Chidushi Haran wants to say that this category also includes malika, which is slaughtering a bird with a fingernail, which ordinarily is not performed for Avodah Zarahs, and also ordinarily includes, it also would include, in addition to malika, kabbalas hadam, the acceptance of the dam in a vessel, which ordinarily, when it comes to Avodah Zarahs, is only considered a hechsher. It's something which enables the service. In the Beis HaMikdash, however, kabbalas hadam counts as the actual service itself. It's not simply something which enables Avodas Hashem, but the Kabbalah Sadam is considered one of the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Simply receiving the blood in a vessel, in a kli, is considered one of the four Avodos of Karbanos. So the Chidushi Haran says that just like we find that the category of Nisuch is a very expansive category, not only does it include libations of wine or of water or of blood, but it even includes libations of urine, even though that's not done in the Beis HaMikdash and it's not done for any Avodah Zarah, but it still falls under the category of libations. He says, so too we ought to expand the category of Avodos Pnim, of Avodos which are similar to those that are performed in the Beis HaMikdash, to include not only Zvicha and Nisuch and Haktara, but also to include Malika and Kabbalah and Holacha. Because we have to have a very broad category in terms of defining these activities which are Chayiv even when performed for Avodah Zarah Shelo Kedarka. This is what the Chidushi Haran says. However, the Chidushi Haran brings down the position of Rashi on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, where Rashi seems to say that this is not the case. So we adopt actually a very restrictive view of the category of Avodos Panim, which one is chayef for even when performed for an Avodah Zarah Shelo Kedarka. Rashi says that if a person does Malika Sa'of or Kabbalas Hadam or Holachas Hadam for an Avodah Zarah, if that is not considered an ordinary way of serving the Avodah Zarah, the person is Patur from Skila. So the question is, why is that so? I want to give the following explanation. We learn out, ordinarily, Avodah Kedarka is Chayiv Skila, and Avodah Shelo Kedarka is derived from two psukim. One pasuk refers to Hishtachava, bowing down. If a person bows down to an Avodah Zarah, even if bowing down is not the ordinary way of serving the Avodah Zarah. So the person is chayiv. And the second is zivicha, slaughtering animals. Even if ordinarily this Avodah Zarah is not served by slaughtering animals, one who slaughters to this Avodah Zarah is chayiv. And we assume that hishtachava is somewhat exceptional, because hishtachava belongs to the category of activities which are, they promote a respectful relationship, a relationship built on honor and of dignity, but which were not performed in the Beis HaMikdash as part of Avodas Hashem, such as hugging and kissing and dressing and putting on shoes and smearing oil on, etc. That's the category to which Hashtachava belongs, and Hashtachava is the only member of that category which is Chayev Shelo Kedarka. And then Zvicha, which belongs to the category of Avodos that were performed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, and that belongs to the category which includes Nisuch and Haktara, and there both Avodos Kavod and Avodos Pnim that were performed in the Beis HaMikdash, and there you're Chayev Shelo Kedarka. So I would argue that Hishtachava and Zvicha, the category should not simply be defined as Avodos Kavod and Avodos Pnim. It should be defined as Avodos Kavod and Avodos Pnim and Avodos that are performed for some Avodah Zarahs in the world, as opposed to Malika and Kabbalah and Holacha, which I believe Rashi might argue that these are not Avodos for any Avodah Zarah, and therefore they don't belong in the same category as Hishtachava and as Zvicha. Because Hishtachava and Zvicha are considered somewhat Kedarka, they have some affinity to this Avodah Zarah, because after all, there is some affinity between all Avodah Zarahs, and Hishtachava and Zvicha are things that are done for some Avodah Zarahs. So therefore, it's considered in a way Kedarka. This is an ordinary way of serving Avodah Zarah, but in a way Shelo Kedarka, because it's not the ordinary way of serving this Avodah Zarah, as opposed to Malika, Kabbalah, and Holacha, which are considered entirely Shelo Kedarka, because they are not the ordinary way of serving this Avodah Zarah, nor are they the ordinary way of serving any Avodah Zarah whatsoever. Essentially, what we've been dealing with is the breadth or the narrowness of the definition of a particular Avodah in terms of classifying it as Kedarka and in terms of classifying it as Shelo Kedarka. Right? And I think that this may explain also some of the shitos in Tanaim about whether, let's say, Zvicha, Haktara, and Nisuch are classified as one Avodah for the purposes of bringing a carbon chatos, or whether they're classified as many avodos. If you adopt a very broad definition of action, so then a very abstract definition, so then you would say that, yeah, these three shouldn't be defined by the particular motions that they require, nor should they even be defined by their names. They should be defined as members of a broader category, as members of the category of Avodos Shel Kavod and Avodos Pnim, as opposed to if we adopt a narrower definition, which focuses much more on the particular motions or on the name of the action. Under those criteria, so the three Avodos would be considered separate. So we saw again Rashi versus Rabbeinu Hananel in terms of whether a different type of Hishtachava is Kedarka. We saw the Ran who discussed whether Nisuch of a different liquid is considered to be, you know, the same Nisuch which is Chayev, even Shelo Kedarka, or whether Nisuch of a different liquid is considered to be totally different from Nisuch of the standard liquids of blood or water or wine. And then we saw the Shita of Rashi, who perhaps understood that a narrower definition should be adapted of Avodos, you know, Pnim. He didn't want to expand it to include Malika and Kabbalah and Holacha, as opposed to the Ran, who did adapt this broader, expansive definition of what the Avodos Pnim were. And based, I think that based on this, not necessarily Taloi in the previous Machlokos, but similar, that one could say that if you include Zvicha, Nisuch and Aktara under one, we're focusing on them as members of a broader category, whereas if we consider them three separate chiyuvei chatos, we're focusing much more on the particular motions or the particular names of actions.